Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Looking thing, you. Yeah. Huh? Now, this is the killer speaking. Do I like what? I sure do like it, baby.
Chantilly lips, pretty faces, pony tail, hanging down, wiggle in a walk, giggle in a talk. It gonna make that world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, spend my doggone. I feel real loose like a long neck goose, like a, why, baby, that's what I like. Huh? Well, I what? Do I what? Well, I what? Can't never tell, baby. I might. But, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace, pretty face, pony tail, hanging down. A wiggle and a wobble, a giggle and a talk. They're gonna make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money. Feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a, oh, baby, that's what I like. Huh? Huh? What's that? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. You gotta be joking, woman. I thought you might pick me up at 8 and don't be late. It don't make no difference, baby. You know what Jerry likes. Chantilly lace, pretty face, pony tail, hanging down. A wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk. Oh, it makes the world. Nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. I act so funny, spend my doggone money. I feel it real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a, wow, baby, that's what I like. Woo! Honey, you turn me up on this telephone. I swear I don't know what in the world I'm gonna do with you. You're yapping, 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 yapping. When you break it all down, you know. Chandelier, pretty face, on its bed, hanging down, a wiggle and a walk along, a giggle and a doggy, through the bigger, 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 little world will rise. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl, make me act so funny, I spend my money, I feel real loose like.
Baby, that's what I like. There's Jerry Lee Lewis for you, my buddy Randy Dunaway wanted to hear that tonight, and he asked me if I would play a song off of the new CD that's Jerry Lee and Jimmy Swaggart just recorded, a new gospel CD that was released last week, and I appreciate them sending me a copy of it, and it's a great album. They went back and picked up some songs that they performed as kids in the little Assembly of God Church in Faraday, Louisiana. And some of the old-time songs, like Since I Laid My Burdens Down, and I'll Fly Away, The Old Rugged Cross, Jesus Hold My Hand. And this particular song, here's a new music. First time that Jerry Lee Lewis has recorded new music in probably 10, 15 years, along with his cousin Jimmy Swaggart. Here's one called It Is No Secret.
The chimes of time ring out the news another day. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have long pressed your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened.
With arms wide open, Hi, Tracy.
Hi there.
I wondered, it was on the Outdoor Channel, the Pursuit Channel, they had a show, the last part of it was dedicated to Mickey Gilley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know if you got to see that or not.
I did not. I did not get to see that.
Okay, I don't know if you know how to, if you didn't tape it like I did, but anyway.
Yeah, I have to try to look it up. We sure lost a good one when we lost Mickey, no doubt.
Yes, sure did. Could you play Silver Wings?
Silver Wings of Merle Haggard. I'll do it.
Yes. And The Chair.
All right. We'll do it. Appreciate you calling tonight.
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
Okay. Bye.
It's another world when I'm with you. Roses everywhere, blue skies up above. Everybody is in love. It's another world when I'm with you. And that's where I want to be. Never a day goes by when I'm blue. There's no tears in my eyes when I'm with you. It's another world when I'm with you. Nights are made for love. Days are never long. Nothing, nothing can go wrong. It's another world when I'm with you. And that's where I want to be. A day goes by when I'm blue. There's no tears in my eyes when I'm with you. It's another world when I'm with you. And it's here right now. Let me hold you close. Love, you know, just grows and grows. It's another world when I'm with you. And that's where I want to be.
Hi, neighbors. This is Teddy Wilburn, and I'm calling from Nashville, Tennessee. Be listening to the Tracy Pitcock Show on KNEL Radio on Hillbilly Hit right here in Brady, Texas.
Yeah, I was going to see if you can play some Big Iron by Marty Robbins.
Big Iron by Marty Robbins. I'll do it.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. KNEL, can I help you tonight?
To the town of Albury, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his head. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 119 more.
119 more.
Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. Right before we're dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 20 past 11 when they walked out in the street. About to meet his death, about to meet his death. There was
when they stop to make their play. And the swiftness of the Ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and mottled leather for a bullet fairly ripped, and the Ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the Ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip.
That's called Big Iron. Big Iron on his hip. There's one from the great Marty Robbins for you here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show. Here's one from my friend Harry Mitchell. Feeling just great tonight.
That's good. Hey, can you play the old violin?
I'll do it for you.
And Green Snakes on the Ceiling.
I'll be happy to.
All right, Tracy, I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Well, I can't recall one time in my felt as lonely as I do tonight. I feel like I can lay down and get up no more.
this feeling I never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old violin, simply be put away and never played again. Don't ask me why I feel like this. Hell, I can't say. I only wish this view just go away. I guess it's 'cause the truth is the hardest thing I ever faced. 'Cause you can't change the truth in the slightest way. I said, John, where do you go from here? And then like a damn fool, I turned around, I looked in the mirror, and there I saw an old violin, soon to be put away and never played. John, where in the hell do you go from here? You know, there wasn't a nickel's worth of difference when I looked in the mirror. That's when I knew that there I was seeing an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. And just like that, it hit me. That old violin and I were just alike. We'd give our all to music, and soon we'll give our life.
Hi, this is Johnny Bush, reminding you to stay tuned to my favorite country disc jockey, my favorite country station. That's Tracy Petcock right here on KNEL on the Hillbilly Hits Show.
One fool in the stew is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One fool in a stew, and on the stew sets his fool me. One fool in a stew, one drink to a hand. No thread for your needle, no ma'am, I ain't seen your man. Anything you wanna tell me, I got no time for. Snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One foot on the stool, and on the stool sets this fool me. One foot on the stool is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life. Snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One fool on the stool, and on the stool. just fool me. One fiddle is still, and all this new sex is fool me.
And you, do you have the hole in the bottom of the sea?
I believe I do.
Okay, I'd appreciate it.
All right, I'll do it for you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
A game, listen to it carefully and follow after me. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log, there's a log, there's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a branch, there's a branch, there's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump, there's a bump, there's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog, there's a frog, there's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a tail, there's a tail, there's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a speck, there's a speck, there's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a fleck on the speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a what?
Like I said.
In the bottom of the sea.
There's a fleck, there's a fleck.
There's a fleck on the speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
So let's flick the fleck, brush the speck, twist the tail, chase the frog, flatten the bump, break the branch, burn the log, fill the hole.
Hole in the bottom of the sea. Cause we need it like a hole in the sea. In the sea. In the sea.
See?
Yes, one more song, Tracy. I'm sorry. I couldn't think of the name of that one. You can't play that and play Happy Stroll of the USA, and I know these things are good.
Donna Fargo, we'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Sunshine, wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug, but two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? Almost nine. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day, and kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skip what it do, Lord, thank you, Lord, for making him for me. And thank you for letting life turn out the way that I always thought it could be.
great song, of course, from the great Donna Fargo tonight. And I'm the happiest girl in the whole U.S. of A. here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show. We'll play it later in the program, but Donna Fargo has a new song out that is doing very well for her, and it's called One of the Good Guys. If you get a chance, pick up a copy of her new CD. And if you're on YouTube or Facebook or whatever all that stuff is, if you get an opportunity, be sure and check out her video for that song as well. It's called One of the Good Guys, and it's a great video from Donna Fargo. We're talking about Tony Booth joining us Saturday at the Llano Country Opry. He's going to be doing a performance at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. He'll be doing all of his big hits as he celebrates 60 years in country music. On Saturday, if you get a chance, come join us. We'll be at the Llano Country Opry at 2:30, and you can buy tickets at the door. Admission is cheap. It's only $15 per person, and you can get, so I think there is a few reserve seats still available for $20 down front if you want to get to some of those. It'll be a great show with the great Tony Booth on Saturday at 2:30. Here's Tony doing one called Somebody Called L.A. Well, there's music from Tony Booth, one called Somebody Called L.A. We've been talking all week about Tony Booth coming to be with us at the Llano Opry on Saturday at 2:30, and Tony Booth is on the phone with us. Hello, Tony. How are you today?
I'm fine, Tracy. How about yourself?
I'm doing just great, and good to have you with us on the program today.
Well, it's good to be here.
Well, you're going to be with us in Llano at the Llano Opry. I know you've worked that show many times, but it's always exciting to have you back, Tony.
Well, it's always have a good time. I always have more fun than I'm into. And, you know, it's never exactly the same show twice, so I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen this time.
Well, it's true. It's kind of interesting because you always do a different show. There's no doubt. I mean, I know you always have to do all the hits that
right.
you have, but you always do. I think you always try to do your show a little bit different, don't you?
Well, yeah, and I've come to the realization that I've been undergoing a transformation, and I'm not sure I'm totally comfortable with it. But you know, for the bulk of my career, I've been a honky-tonk singer, and it seems like lately I've been doing a lot of shows.
Yeah.
And that's a whole different animal.
Yeah.
So I feel like I need to tell some jokes or something. I'm like, but I'm not the kind of guy that can memorize jokes. I like to say funny stuff that comes into my head, so that's the thing is I never know what's going to come out.
So since you brought it up, I guess what is the difference between playing a nightclub like you were so versed in doing at the Palomino Club to playing some of the concerts now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody's sober. They're all looking right at you, you know. But, I mean, we have such a good group of people, and I know they've seen my show a lot of times, but they're just such good folks and fans, and we just all have a good time. I like to think that they have as much fun as I am. That's my goal.
Well, and you're so personable with each and every one. I know that's very important to you. I've never seen you leave a building until you were probably the last person to leave, other than maybe some of the band members. I know the fan interaction with you is very important.
It is, and you know, I have a lot of people tell me, man, I don't want to bother you, but I said, wait, it's not a bother. This is part of the deal, as far as I'm concerned. It's not just singing, but you know, the whole bit, like you said, the fan interaction and I enjoy that, so I don't run from it.
Has that always been something that you've done in your career, even in the early days?
Probably not. You know, I've mellowed out a lot in the last 20 years or so. I mean, I've never been the kind of guy that wouldn't interact with people. I've never, you know, been like run out the back door or nothing like that. But I just seem to like people, and I think it comes with age and the fact that they are aging along with me, most of them. And we just kind of form a bond, I think, you know.
Well, you know, I think it's kind of neat to, I've watched you so many years, especially like with our bus tours that we do. I mean, you're involved with every aspect of that. You're not just doing your show. You're also attending the other events and being with the people. And I don't mean to degrade your star status, but it's to a lot of those people, it's just like you're one of them.
Yeah, and there is a fine line between being too available, but I don't care. I realize that. That, you know, like the people that are elusive, they're the ones that people really seek out their autograph. I mean, so they'll come back to the next show. Maybe this time I'll get lucky.
Yeah.
But I'm aware of all that, but I don't care. I'd still rather just hang out with people instead of trying to bait them into coming to the next show to get my autograph. So.
Wow. Reminds me of a story of some Johnny Bush told me one time that someone told Willie that he needed to quit doing duets with people because he had done so many duets that it was going to hurt his career. And Willie said, I don't care.
That's right.
I thought that's pretty good, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a schemer, you know. I just want to be honest and do the best I can and have people like me. I enjoy that, you know. People say, oh, he's such a nice guy. That I like that.
Exactly. Well, you know, you're embarking upon your 60th year in country music. That's pretty remarkable for anybody. 60 years. That's incredible.
It is, you know, and I didn't even realize that the anniversary had kind of come and gone. And I was talking to Wanda one morning. I said, you know, I just realized that in June I had been playing music for 60 years. I mean, that I don't count the high school years that I played little gigs with my stepdad and stuff. But I mean, an actual professional musician, 6-night-a-week gig was June of 62. So I've come a long way, a lot of miles.
Did you think you would still be doing it after 60 years? Or was that anything that ever even entered in your mind?
I told myself, if I haven't made something out of myself by the time I was 25, I was going to find a new career. I mean, 25 seemed old to me. That's how young I was.
Well, I mean, you had to admit, you've had a tremendous career. You've had a career that so many people would have loved to have, with the hit records and the
right.
awards, literally touring all over the world and right. performing with so many people. Any particular highlights that you look back over that 60 years that you think are extra special to you?
Well, I mean, really the turn with the Buck Owens organization, I mean, that was huge. I felt like I hit the lottery.
Yeah.
And, of course, then there was the lulls in the career and stuff. And I had a big time being in the Whorehouse play.
Yeah.
It was a new experience for me. But then, and I'm not trying to butter you up or nothing, but you revived my career, and so that's I got the second half of my life has been fun again.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were
like a kid.
We were talking the other day, and it's kind of hard to believe it. You know, you've been involved with us now for 15 years, and it doesn't seem that long, but that's been a big blessing for us to have you as part of our Heart of Texas family as well, Tony.
Well, I'm glad you didn't give up on me and kept trying to get me to come out of my shell. So.
Well, I knew you sang too well, and you could perform too well, and you needed to be back out there. And I wasn't the only one. You had a lot of family support as well.
Sure, yeah.
Wanda and Haley, and of course Lynn Brown, and there's a lot of people that were still deciding that you had a lot more to give, and you've proven beyond measure that you have.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm all in. You know that, so.
Well, we're looking.
I'll never say no to nothing.
You really don't. You're ready to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's great. Well, we're looking forward to having you in Llano Saturday at 2:30. It's going to be a great time. And I know the band's always excited to work with you because you're such an easy guy to work with. And fans are looking forward to hearing you. And you might even have a new joke for us, you think?
I'm working on it. one other exciting thing is I'm bringing Wanda with me this time.
Really?
She has probably as many fans as I do.
That's true. That's true. She's a good social media, isn't she?
Yes, she's absolutely a mixer.
Well, I am really glad she's going to get to come with you. It'll be a great to have her there, no doubt. So.
And she can sing to me on the way home, and that'll definitely keep me awake.
We won't tell her you said that, okay?
Well, she's looking at me now.
Oh, she is. Oh, well, then
I think I'll be sleeping on the couch tonight.
You probably will. So, well, Tony, always good to talk to you, brother. We look forward to seeing you Saturday at 2:30 at the Llano Opry.
You bet, buddy.
That's the legendary Tony Booth with us tonight.
Oh, the key.
Johnny Paycheck sitting on the steps of the church.
All right, we'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye.
You know, I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time." Well, ago I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. Then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. Made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing Shovin'." You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair and sandals on his feet and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children and take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car, a suit, and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you? The sandals and the beard? I believe you had long hair, too. This is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
From reaching for the bottom. Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.